Now, Liliana, this one takes us in a totally different direction. What's the smelliest chemical, wonders this person? What a stinker.
Well, there are many contenders, but no matter which molecule we take, it will definitely contain some thiols. So thiols are sulfur compounds. And there are two contenders. One is thioacetone. So it's a very small molecule that has a sulfur in its structure. And the other one are mercaptans, which also have thiols. And they're the smelliest compounds. So first time when thioacetone was made in at end of 19th century, people had induced vomiting and they feel nauseous.
What, when they smelled it?
Yes, in the range 1 kilometer around the chemical chemical facility where this was made. So it's extremely potent and smelly compound. And skunks, for example, have lots of thiolated.
They make methylmercaptan, don't they? Because it's similar to the stuff that asparagus gets metabolized to.
Yes.
When you eat asparagus and have asparagus wee.
It's the same chemical. Mm. And the problem with thiols is they are actually the products of decomposition of proteins. So you will find them in cadavers or in all these non-appetizing things. And so we are evolutionary primed to feel a little bit kind of...
Steer clear of that.
And there are some other compounds which don't have thiols. For example, lots of amines can be also
fishy
very
smells,
smelly.
Horrible.
Fishy smells. Mm. And one of the worst that I worked with was cadaverine. Yeah, the name says it's a product
of
cadaver.
It smells like
corpses. Yes. Yeah. You use it in chemical synthesis because it's very useful to make some amines. And when you use it, you can't get rid of the smell. So you get out of the lab and people just steer away from you. And you know, you get used to it already. So
well, I remember I worked in a lab once where we would add one of these particular sulfur compounds to gels that we were running when we were studying proteins. And the lab head would come in and sort of sniff and go, it smells like all brand research laboratories in here today, because it does smell like someone's had a very bad bout of flatulence, doesn't it? Really,
absolutely.
Really unpleasant.
What is really curious, then again, we also have lots of food stuff that is smelly and we like. Just imagine some of the French cheeses or this fruit durian. I don't know if you ever tried the durian.
Yes, it's actually banned from taking it indoors in some place like in Singapore. You're not allowed to take that inside because it's a weapon.
Yeah.
Effectively, empties a residence faster.
Absolutely.
But it tastes fantastic, though, when you actually eat the fish.
And so this was, some neurologists were actually exploring this. Why these things, which we are evolutionary primed not to like, still taste so well? And they found something which is called the backward smelling reflex. That means first you basically smell and you have this nauseous feeling, but then you activate some receptors which give you a huge amount of pleasure. So, you know, there is a balance. Yes.
Thank you very much, Liliana.